You had better take him, Gomez, on the motor, the lieutenant colonel said. Write them a very strong salvoconducto to the Estado Mayor of General Goltz for me to sign, he said to the officer in the green celluloid eyeshade. Write it on the machine, Pepe. Here are the details. He motioned for Andres to hand over his safe conduct and put on two seals. He turned to Gomez. You will need something strong tonight. It is rightly so. People should be careful when an offensive is projected. I will give you something as strong as I can make it. Then to Andres, very kindly, he said, Dost wish anything? To eat or to drink? No, my lieutenant colonel, Andres said. I am not hungry. They gave me cognac at the last place of command, and more would make me seasick. Did you see any movement or activity opposite my front as you came through? The lieutenant colonel asked Andres politely. It was as usual, my lieutenant colonel. Quiet. Quiet. Did I not meet thee in Cesadilla about 3 months back? The lieutenant colonel asked. Yes, my lieutenant colonel. I thought so. The lieutenant colonel patted him on the shoulder. You were with the old man Anselmo. How is he? He is well, my lieutenant colonel, Andres told him. Good. It makes me happy, the lieutenant colonel said. The officer showed him what he had typed, and he read it over and signed it. You must go now quickly, he said to Gomez and Andres. Be careful with the motor, he said to Gomez. Use your lights. Nothing will happen from a single motor, and you must be careful. My compliments to Comrade General Goltz. We met after Peguerinos. He shook hands with them both. Button the papers inside thy shirt, he said. There is much wind on a motor. After they went out, he went to a cabinet, took out a glass and a bottle, and poured himself some whiskey, and poured plain water into it from an earthenware crock that stood on the floor against the wall. Then, holding the glass and sipping the whiskey very slowly, he stood in front of the big map on the wall and studied the offensive possibilities in the country above Navacerrada. I am glad it is Goltz, and not me, he said finally to the officer who sat at the table. The officer did not answer, and looking away from the map and at the officer, the lieutenant colonel saw he was asleep with his head on his arms. The lieutenant colonel went over to the desk and pushed the two phones close together so that one touched the officer's head on either side. Then he walked to the cupboard, poured himself another whiskey, put water in it, and went back to the map again. Andres, holding tight onto the seat where Gomez was forking the motor, bent his head against the wind as the motorcycle moved, noisily exploding, into the light-split darkness of the country road that opened ahead, sharp, with the high black of the poplars beside it, dimmed and yellow soft now as the road dipped into the fog along a steam bed, sharpening hard again as the road rose, and ahead of them at the crossroads, the headlight showed the gray bulk of the empty trucks coming down from the mountains.